to take my gum out. Hi, I'm Molly. I'm an alcoholic. Can you hear me in the back? Hi, John. Woo, I'm nervous. I shouldn't have had a cup of coffee right now, but I did. And I thought about bailing, but that's old behavior, so I'm not going to do that. You guys have taught me to... Oh, I'm Molly. I'm an alcoholic. Did I say that? You guys have taught me to suit up and show up, and that's what I try to do today, and even when I don't want to. And this is not one of my favorite things to do, but I think I volunteered, and I'm not really sure why, but... Anyway, someone told me before the meeting to imagine you guys all naked, but no thanks. And if you're offended, call your sponsor. All right, I guess I'll share about what it was like, what happened, and what it's like today. And let me know if I'm going over, because I like to talk sometimes. So I was born 2 months early. I was premature. I weighed 3 pounds, 4 ounces, and I almost died when I was born. And I've kind of been resentful about that because I've had a lot of adversity in my life, and maybe that's why, I don't know. But I struggled a lot when I was first born and was in an incubator for 5 weeks. And my dad wrote a poem about me, and I was named after the unsinkable Molly Brown, and which is pretty cool. But I knew as a child that I wasn't normal. You know, I didn't start drinking till I was 15. But before that, I knew that I had a lot of fear, and I was really shy, extremely shy. You know, I remember being around adults or other people and just not knowing what to say. You know, just being completely silent and dumbfounded and not knowing, you know, what to, you know, just small talk, you know, what to say. And so when I found my first drink or took my first drink, I felt that I was in heaven. You know, everything, all that fear and shyness and everything just melted away. And, you know, I found my solution. And so when I was 15, you know, prior to that, I was always a straight A student and just came home, did my homework every day and did what I was supposed to do, followed the rules. But as soon as I started drinking, I started to rebel. And so I started getting into trouble, and I still went to school, but I started sneaking out and doing things in the middle of the night with friends and revolving a lot of alcohol and sometimes drugs. And, you know, as a testament, on my senior grad night, I went to jail at Disneyland for doing drugs in the bathroom, and that was not fun. I had to do 3 months of drug counseling before I could get my diploma. My parents, you know, weren't happy, and I remember yelling in a dramatic way, "I'm not a drug addict, I'm not a drug addict." But so I started out drinking on the weekends, and then it slowly progressed. And in college, all I wanted to do was party. You know, I went to college right after high school, but I only went 3 semesters and ended up dropping out. And all I did was party. And by the time I was 22, I put myself in a treatment center for 30 days because I was suicidal, and I was already at that point where, you know, the jumping off point that they talk about in the big book, and not being able to handle life drinking, but also not wanting to be sober, and not even knowing how to function without alcohol. And I forgot to mention an important thing that happened when I was 9 years old. My mother committed suicide, and that was a big traumatic thing that happened. And we weren't allowed to talk about it. And I moved from Florida on April 6, 1976, or she died on that April 6th, and I was here in San Diego April 10th. And our family did not talk about it. It was, you know, swept under the rug. And so all of those feelings just got pushed down. And when I drank, the alcohol pushed all that down and just kept it down. And so as the disease was progressing, I started... not, I started losing control, and I wouldn't know what would happen. Sometimes I could be a happy drunk, sometimes super angry or crying or, you know, just a lot of drama. And so it became not fun anymore, and it started to not work anymore. And I remember plenty of times not drinking and not having that pain go away, and just having, you know, that pit in my stomach, and just trying to drink and drink and drink, and just, I remember just drinking myself sober. And so, you know what, I don't have a lot of time, so I better move on quick. So after the treatment center, I drank pretty quickly after. I stayed with the same friends, didn't make any changes, so I started drinking, drank for 4 more years, and February 2nd, 1993, I was on the floor in my living room on my knees and doing the alcoholic prayer, you know, saying, please God, help me. And that's all I said, and I had enough willingness, and I knew where to go. So I picked up the phone, and I called AA Central, found out where a meeting was, and went to an AA meeting. And it started from there, and I got a sponsor right away, or she kind of picked me. It was an older woman. You know, I was 26 at the time, and she was 60-something, you know, and I thought my life was over because, you know, it was a bunch of old people, sober people, and I was just like, oh, my God, you know, maybe I don't know. It's like I can't drink, but I don't want to be sober either, and couldn't imagine being sober for the rest of my life. But I know today that it's one day at a time. And so I would meet with her every Friday night. She told me, come to my house, and we're going to get in the big book and work the steps. And in the beginning, I was angry at God. I knew about God, but, you know, I felt that he had left me. But I have come to find out that I was the one that left him. He was always with me and always taking care of me when I should have died many times. And so a lot has happened in my sobriety. I had almost 17 years, and this past November, I actually relapsed because I got really depressed, and I didn't see any other solution, and I picked up a drink. And I wanted to share that tonight because if anyone's out there that's suffering in sobriety, a lot of us do, and I did, and I didn't reach out, even though I knew that's what I should do. I didn't, and I picked up a drink, and thank God I only drank for a week. I came right back. I talked to it through my sponsor and my best friend and my husband, and just told them what was going on with me and that I was suicidal, and I just wanted to check out. And so they got me into a hospital, into a lockdown unit, and I stayed there for 4 days, and since went through a chemical dependency program through my insurance, and that's been the best thing that's ever happened because I feel like I got another chance at life, you know, and I got a renewed look at AA and realized that I really have to work it. You know, I really have to do everything that's suggested here, not just the parts that I want to do. You know, I have to do the things that I don't want to do. And so today I'm working with my sponsor, a new sponsor that's, we talk every week, and we're in the book, and we go through it really slowly, like one line by one line, and it's just awesome. And I pray today, even when I don't feel it, you know, it talks about that in the 11th step in the 12 and 12, that we'll go through periods where we don't want to pray, you know, in a sickening way, you know, we just do not want to pray, and I've gone through that, but I know today that I get on my knees and I pray anyway, and I thank God for my sobriety for that day, and I ask for God to keep me sober that day. And I don't know how much time I have left, but I'm done. Oh, okay. I didn't hear a bell. I didn't hear a bell. All right. Anyway, I love this program. If you're new, keep coming back. Welcome, everybody. And if you're suffering in sobriety or you're not sober yet, just reach out and ask for help. And there's so much help and love here. Thank you.